This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The war was lost, the treaty signed, though was not cut across the line.
Ladies and gentlemen,
though many tried.
Britain's top so-called anti-terrorism expert came out, as we all know, on Monday and said that they have seen a 80%+ increases in murders in the country, and most of that is jihadist terrorists who are basically refugees of the Syrian war. Now, this is the very government that's brought all of these individuals in that then says you should give up your liberties, but it gets better. This is on NewsWars.com. A top UK terrorism watchdog has asserted that some British jihadists returning from fighting with ISIS in the Middle East do not warrant prosecution due to their naivete. Oh, wow, you only joined ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and should instead be reintegrated into society without penalty. That's the same thing going on in Sweden and in Germany and in Denmark and other areas. This is an admitted plan. Here's another one. DHS warns ISIS and Al-Qaeda are planning 9/11-style attacks in the West. But that's okay that we have Allah Akbar attacks every day in the U.S., Europe, you name it. There's a new TV drama, Star, depicts white racists harassing Muslims, dumping BLM activists out of a wheelchair. So see, we don't have real attacks on Muslims in this country or real attacks on BLM folks. They're the ones out killing cops and the rest of it or yelling Allah Akbar and killing people. So we just create simulations of it and put it on Fox News and then just show the imaginary evil white people, and then real BLM goes out and attacks and kills white people and cops. Because, well, they saw it on television. Oh, there's an alliance. The poor black guy has the poor little Muslim lady wearing her burqa, you know, at the store. He takes care of her from the evil whites, even though statistically whites are the second lowest crime rate out there. Asians are the lowest crime rate than whites. That blacks have tenfold the murder rate on average of whites. And I'm not bashing black folks. That's still a small minority of blacks doing it. The point is, everywhere, this is Fox television. They're telling you that whites are the scourge of total criminal evil and that, you know, we've all got to apologize. Well, it's not a hate crime that whites exist. Western civilization is not a hate crime. In fact, Western civilization, historians from China to you name it have said, has been the open and most free experiment the last 500 years. That was just as barbarous as everybody else before that. But something special happened in the West, and that's why the globalists want to demonize it and discredit it, because the new modern world government authoritarianism is in direct competition with free market Western values, because it cannot compete. So jihadists returning from ISIS should reintegrate into society, says Britain's top anti-terrorism official. But don't worry. We've got lots of simulated TV programs where the poor Muslims are being attacked. I thought I would just lead with that because I'm not against Muslims in general, but I'm against Muslims being protected when they commit crimes, brought in unvetted, allowed to attack people, seeing it statistically covered up. Just had a Muslim, what, shoot six people, kill three of them in Maryland, got almost no cut coverage just 2 days ago. This is happening constantly. And then if you're concerned about it, you're a bigot. Well, guess what? I have stacks of news articles here where people are being executed or people are being put in prison because they get caught kissing their girlfriend in public. I mean, those are news articles I've got today. That's intolerant. That's absolutely dangerous. And I'm not going to sit here and watch it used as a political tool to beat me over the head all day in the name of tolerance, except intolerance. It's an oxymoron. Got a lot of news that's very informative coming up and very positive. There's the headline on drudgereport.com. It's also up on newswars.com. Tax cuts gain momentum. Rand Paul all in, saying it's a great plan to cut spending, to cut taxes at the same time, and give Americans more money to get the economy back on. Very exciting to see him also behind the repeal plan. that we have there. And we've got a director, a producer in studio of the award-winning film exposing Hollywood pedophilia in studio with us next hour. We have masses of other news as well. We'll be back in 60 seconds to kick off the main transmission. Please spread the word.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You have found it, the tip of the spear, the front line of the ever-expanding Renaissance, the great enlightenment, great human empowerment that the kleptocratic global technocrats, the authoritarians, hate more than anything else in the universe is free will. We are the defense of free will. We are the InfoWar. And as you see, when we promote freedom and family and success and honor and duty and set that up against globalism that is dishonor and enslavement, the whole world says, we want the Renaissance. We want the American dream. We want what has never been fully realized, but even partially realized, was incontrovertibly light years better than any other human system. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, the 20th day of October 2017. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here live the next 4 hours. Roger Stone, I had a conversation yesterday with someone very, very close to the president. I'll just leave it at that. We'll see how much he wants to get into some very important news at the bottom of the hour. And another little bird I know also had a conversation with the president today, and I learned some information from that report I got from the person that had a conversation with the president. So I'll be relaying that to you. Don't know how much I'm going to get into. I still got to think about it because the call happened about an hour ago. And give you the latest intel on that front. Now let's get into some of the negative news first before I get to all the good news. North Korea warns U.S. it will respond with fire. With fire, saying U.N. sanctions would be attempt to declare war. They basically say, if you put more sanctions on us, we're going to attack you. So we're going to be getting into all of that as well. A lot of science and tech news. They have found a giant lunar cave that is just amazing. Japanese scientists have discovered the massive cave on the moon that can one day serve as a shelter for astronauts colonizing a rocky neighbor, according to the reports. It is 30 miles long, 330 feet wide, which is a lot of what folks at NASA have told me was already discovered by NASA, but has been kept secret. I was told that by Buzz Aldrin in a conversation I've talked about. He's been on air before, but in a conversation out in Los Angeles where he told me a lot of interesting things. And I thought he was putting me on, but I was walking through an airport almost a year later, and what he told me was on the cover of USA Today, that the Indians had crashed a probe by design at thousands of miles an hour to the surface of the moon with another probe that popped off the back so that it could then fly back around and pick up the jet of particles from the explosion and analyze whether there was water. And they found that it was basically pure water at a certain depth Buzz Aldrin told me that and laughed about how they discovered it by the early 70s, that they would have the Indians announce it within the year. Just amazing, the breakaway civilization. Let me tell you, of course, you know Stephen Bannon worked in secret NASA programs and on terraforming projects as well at the highest levels, but you never hear about that in the news, do you? No. So I'm going to leave it at that and let people figure it out for themselves. Okay, let's go ahead now and move into the other big news. This dovetails with the fact that Trump is moving to have the new Federal Trade Commission head be an anti-monopoly expert who's successfully taken on monopolies in the past, and a look at busting up Facebook, Twitter, Google, and others that do operate as oligopolies and brag in their corporate documents that they do. That would really free up our economy in a lot of big ways, especially if Google, Facebook, and Twitter, while operating as monopolies, then censor. Because the only censorship that works is a monopoly, and it is the plague of free societies. That ties into this juicy tidbit from the New York Post. Failure on tax cuts really could tank the markets. And you've got the big ratings companies and the Federal Reserve run by Janet Yellen raising interest rates. They're saying for a fifth time coming up soon, 25 basis points. If it goes any higher, experts across the board say it'll tank the market. And even though it's a bubble, it'll tank other real Main Street markets and is not a good idea, to say the least. The answer is to get the tax cuts, free spending, start paying down the debt, and let people have more of the discretionary income. That is the model, the Americana model. They know it works, but it's not a good command and control model, decentralized control. The globalists don't like it. So here's the big report out of Reuters. Trump tax cuts gain momentum as Rand Paul goes all in. Rand Paul's looked at the numbers, man of great integrity, like his father, and said, just like his father said a few months ago here on air, that Trump's doing good on what he's trying with the economy. They just don't know if he'll be successful. The Democrat-Republican parties standing in the way. U.S. Republican Senator Rand Paul on Friday appeared to back Trump's administration's sweeping tax cut plan, saying he was all in for massive tax cuts, even as the Senate passed a key budget measure without his support one day earlier. But many experts say that it's gaining a lot of momentum. Here it is. Top Republicans urge only some reform this year. That's out of McClatchy. Oh, look, IRS to block and suspend tax returns that lack Obamacare disclosures, then they're going to claim criminal penalties against you saying you're a non-filer. It's like, there's no law you have to take vaccines, but we'll kick your child out if they don't have them, even though that's not a law, then call the truancy officer on you. Again, fraud upon fraud. Remember just 4 years ago, Alex Jones is a liar? Quote, deeply racist because he doesn't like Obamacare, MSNBC, and Matt Drudge was a liar. PolitiFact, all of them, saying there's no fines or fees, and the IRS isn't over Obamacare. No, it was just in the bill, and then the Supreme Court ruled months after it was law that it was a tax, and so they had the power to do it, even though it was a tax paid to private multinational corporations. Boy, if that isn't colonialism, if that isn't the IMF World Bank model of looting third world countries, nothing is. But there it is. The average fine in 2017 is $2,000 if you don't go get so-called Obamacare. Some people paying up to $5,000, that's individually. Business owners that don't get it, who have more than 50 employees, because we're in that little net, get to pay more than $5,000. And then the employee pays it as well, up to $2,000. But there's no, remember, it's a conspiracy theory. In fact, just search engine, Matt Drudge lies about Obama penalty. And Drudge said, I'm not getting it. I'm not getting rid of my old insurance, which they're going to force me to do, and then go get this thing in the so-called market. I'm just going to take the fine. And there were the headlines everywhere. He's a liar. Media wrongly attacked Drudge after he admits paying Obamacare penalty. That's even another twisting of the facts, unless he paid it later. I know he was saying he wasn't going to. So there you go. Drudge exposes another Obamacare lie, pays liberty tax. So there you go, saying he'd take the fine. The point is, they then came out and said he was a liar, it didn't exist, hoping you were idiots. Hoping you were morons, mainstream media told you, there's no fines, there's no fees, the IRS isn't involved. Well, here it is, CNBC, IRS to block, suspend tax returns that lack Obamacare disclosures. Isn't that just cute? I'm going to ask Roger Stone about this when he joins us. Trump offers support to GOP senators in Bannon's crosshairs. That is pure good cop, bad cop from my research. Oh, meanwhile, two former presidents from both parties blast the state of American politics in unprecedented day. Ooh, the discredited master conspiracy theorist that lied about WMDs in Iraq, George W. Bush, crawls out from under his rock to also talk about bigoted America, and so did Obama. Two globalists mad that there's a new sheriff in town. Here it is.
Bigotry seems emboldened. Our politics seems more vulnerable to conspiracy theories and outright fabrication. There are some signs that the intensity of support for democracy itself has waned, especially among the young, who never experienced the galvanizing moral clarity of the Cold War, or never focused on the ruin of entire nations by socialist central planning.
Let's stop right there. At least Bush knocked socialist central planning. That's a known nightmare. But then the rest is, he's the guy that helped expand all that and helped empower the UN with his father, Mr. New World Order. And then we're the conspiracy theorists, we're the bigots, but you don't give any examples. It's more hot air. Now, when we come back, we're going to destroy, I mean destroy, this congresswoman lying about what Trump does in phone calls.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Concur does what might seem impossible for your business. It makes employees happy and finance happy. How? Well, employees love automated expense reports and invoices they can submit and approve from anywhere. And finance loves that they have full visibility into employee spend. Plus, Concur integrates with leading finance systems. Concur makes the process better for everyone. Concur. Expense. Travel. Invoice. Learn more at concur.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Soldiers, the deaths of her constituents' family members, as a red shirt to wave at Trump and act like he hates our military or hates America. So they're now attacking Trump on his strong points. They've tried to say he's a Russian agent, a racist, a rapist. None of it's true. None of it's stuck. So now they're moving on to the next phase to claim he hates our military. Well, say what you want about General Kelly. He lost his son, a Marine, in Iraq. And he was really, really upset when he defended the president, who he's seen make many of the phone calls to the grieving families. I personally have gotten nice phone calls when I got married, remarried by the president. He's super gracious. And the idea that he's not is simply incredible. So here is General Kelly. Then we'll get to a phone call that a family recorded of Trump calling him that was just released today by one of the families. And then we'll play Frederica Wilson laughing about how she pulled this stunt. Here is General Kelly, Chief of Staff at the White House.
I was stunned when I came to work yesterday morning, brokenhearted at what I saw a member of Congress doing. A member of Congress who listened in on a phone call from the President of the United States to a young wife, and in his way tried to express that opinion. He's a brave man, a fallen hero. He knew what he was getting himself into because he enlisted. There's no reason to enlist. He enlisted. And he was where he wanted to be, exactly where he wanted to be, with exactly the people he wanted to be with when his life was taken. That was the message. That was the message that was transmitted. It stuns me that a member of Congress would have listened in on that conversation. Absolutely stuns me. And I thought, at least that was sacred. You know, when I was a kid growing up, a lot of things were sacred in our country. Women were sacred and looked upon with great honor. That's obviously not the case anymore, as we see from recent cases. Life, the dignity of life, was sacred. That's gone. Religion, that seems to be gone as well. Gold Star families, I think that left in the convention over the summer. I just thought the selfless devotion that brings a man or woman to die on the battlefield, I just thought that that might be sacred. And when I listened to this woman and what she was saying and what she was doing on TV, the only thing I could do to collect my thoughts was to go and walk among the finest men and women on this earth. And you can always find them because they're in Arlington National Cemetery. I went over there for an hour and a half, walked among the stones, some of whom I put there because they were doing what I told them to do when they were killed.
It's really heartfelt for him because there's a video he did at a Marine Corps banquet after his son had died, and he basically said the same thing that Trump said in that phone call. That's why Kelly's so touched, is that it's very similar to what Kelly has said about the loss of his son and what he says when he calls the families of Marines that have died. Trump does the just exactly right thing to do. And they turn all that around and call it evil. It's truly sickening. That's why I get a lot more respect for Kelly now, seeing him do things like this. Let's go ahead and go to the next clip. Here's an actual phone call that's on Infowars.com from the Daily Caller. Got it. It's also on DrudgeReport.com with a family getting a call from the president about their son that's been killed in combat. Here it is.
Yes, sir.
I am so sorry to hear about the whole situation. What a horrible thing. Except that he's an unbelievable hero. And, you know, all of the people that served with him are saying how incredible he was.
Yes, sir.
And he's just an amazing guy. And I
well, thank you. President Trump, those words are very kind. He was an amazing man, an amazing husband, and an amazing soldier. And I couldn't be more proud of my husband than I am right now, sorry to be honest with you. It's what my husband would have done. Yeah.
He was the leader, he was the boss, he was their friend,
you know,
just like you do. I mean, it's just a special guy. Go ahead.
Yes, he's just an all-around guy, and I'm glad that you got to get to know a little bit about him and get to hear a little bit about him, sir. My husband is, to me, he was already my hero, to be honest with you. We've been together 15 years, 5 children. Run down real quick, 2017, 15, 12, and 4. My son is currently in college in Missouri playing football, so when I say all around a hero, yes. And but now it's like the world gets to know he is an American hero, so thank you. I really, really appreciate it. I really do, sir. Thank you.
That's so amazing. And I'll tell you, when you're around, if you could, you have the people to deal with, but if you're around in Washington, you come over and see me at the Oval Office, okay?
Yes, sir.
You just come over and see me, because you are just the kind of family, this is what we want. And after, how good a football player is your son at Missouri? He's got to be pretty good. That's a good team, right?
Yes, sir. He's a cornerback. He's been playing since he was 5. And he got a full academic scholarship when we were stationed in Hawaii, Schofield Barracks, sir. So it's his life. That's what he always wants to do. He's doing it, sir. He's making me proud, and he's making his father proud in heaven. So I have no complaints. I really don't. I'm a proud woman.
He got an academic scholarship, not a sports scholarship.
It was academic. He's had a 3.7 and above, sir, since the grades could, from kindergarten all the way up to 12th grade. Me and my husband, we never had to worry and never had to stress on him doing it. And just to add that he loves football on it first, there are no words, sir, to tell you how proud I am of my son. He's 20. Oh, God, yes. It's like I said.
Are your other kids all outstanding, or do you have some good and some not quite as good?
We got some soccer, right? So, you know, they always a couple in the group here, and I have we have soccer players, cheerleaders, surf singers. It's a roundabout of talent, and they all have their special ways in their own ways. You know, they're all truly amazing kids. So yeah, we are truly blessed. Yes, we are.
But you just take care of yourself.
Yes, sir.
Come around and see me when you're in Washington. And say hello to your children and tell them that father was a great hero that I respected. And just, I learned a lot. Before I made the call, I like to learn. And it's amazing what kind of a guy he was. So just tell him I said your father was a great hero. And take care of yourself, Natasha. You know that. It's going to be a big time. Time is the key.
Thank you so much.
Just take care of yourself.
Thank you so much. Thank you, sir, and to you the same, okay? I really appreciate it, sir, and thank you. Thank you very much for myself and family. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. You take care of yourself.
You too, sir. Bye.
Bye.
It makes me get tears in my eyes to think that the mainstream media and this congresswoman would lie about that recording and put out this info. There is nothing they won't do. They have no decency. They are evil. Here is the congresswoman, Frederica Wilson. Let's fade down the music. Let's go out to break with her having her little celebration. Here she is.
You mean to tell me that I have become so important that the White House is following me? And my word, this is amazing. It's amazing. That is absolutely phenomenal. I have to tell my kids that I'm a rock star now.
What you are is a sick, narcissistic piece of filth.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is flowed loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Concur does what might seem impossible for your business. It makes employees happy and finance happy. How? Well, employees love automated expense reports and invoices they can submit and approve from anywhere. And finance loves that they have full visibility into employee spend. Plus, Concur integrates with leading finance systems. Concur makes the process better for everyone. Concur. Expense. Travel. Invoice. Learn more at concur.com.
Worldwide and defeat the globalists. Well, guess what? I grew up. We're doing it now. Yeah! Out on the road for 40 days!
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Around for 40 days! The rebooting spirit! Throwing the levers! The electricity's coursing down from heaven! And I can stand back and I can tell you, it's alive! It's alive! It's alive! Yeah! Yeah! The spirit is rising! Soros crowd can feel our metaphysical hands tightening around his chicken Nazi neck. We're an American band. We're coming to your town. We're restoring the republic. Get ready, globalists. Get ready, politically correct trash. Nothing can stop us if we take action and use God as our North Star. I'll take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Boy, I'm Chiquita in Omaha. We're waiting for the band.
America is sexy, America is cool, and America is back. They tried to demoralize us. They thought they'd beaten us into submission. The sleeping giant was only in a coma, but their attacks have now risen, the phoenix, back into the air. I'm going to stop right there. We got a little bit of this segment, longer segment coming up, to get into a lot of news with Roger Stone, some big breaking stuff here in just a moment. But I am fired up, because the globalists in their own internal publications are admitting they'll never put this back together again. Even their race war, scorched earth policies won't work. He's gone from giving $500 million a year to overthrow the U.S. to putting $18 million in Soros. I mean, this is just full panic alert. He's just like Battle of the Bulge, Hitler, Zeb Dietrich, ordering him to launch everything the Germans had at once to stop us. It's a desperation. Launch everything you've got. Launch it all. I love it. More targets, baby. Let's go. We have the superior ideology, and America's awake now, you piece of filth. Excuse me. Stop right there. I'm telling you, you can feel the victory rising. Doesn't mean the enemy's not going to strike back, but as long as we're ready to ram heads with these people in this game of chickens, we're going to win. One way or the other, we're going to run these globalists down. Now, let me just stop there. We're listener supported. I've been running 50% off on all our best-selling products, not because I can't sell them, but because they've been selling out discounted. I thought I'll increase orders massively, and then I'll 50% off them. It's been wildly successful, but we are about to sell out in the next week or two. I might get more in for over a month and a half of our best-selling nootropic, Brain Force, with now 20% more that never even asked Roger Stone to plug it. He loves it. It's one of the best nootropics out there. Similar formulas are $70 to $80. Ours is $39 usually. It's $19.96 right now because I want you to try it if you haven't. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. I've got to end it. Because, again, I don't want to be sold out for another month and a half until we get more in the middle of December. So, Brain Force Plus, thank you all for your support. But we got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation, so get in there. Sign up for auto ship. You lock in the lower price. Get it redelivered every 15 days, every month, every 3 months, whatever you like, cancel any time. And it locks it in, and we hold some back when you're on auto ship. So that we're never sold out when you sign up for anything on AutoShip. Free shipping, order sellers or more. Got other big combos, the amazing X2, find out about the iodine conspiracy, biotriselinium, that's both 40% off. So much more at InfoWarsLife.com. Anthroplex, that is just the powdered but organic form as well of Supermill Vitality. Basically, it's the same formula, just powdered. That's 50% off, never done that before. And that's going to sell out soon, got to stop that. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, let's stop right there. There is a lot happening. Trump's got Rand Paul on board for the tax cuts. That'll really put the economy in a turbocharge. Trump's putting in a Federal Trade Commission head who is anti-globalist, anti-trust, anti-Google. That is amazing, positive news. We have got Hollywood collapsing. The pedophile scandal is about to break next hour with the producer, the award-winning film, An Open Secret, that's forced mainstream media to report on the giant pedophile rings. We've got breaking news, breaking evidence next hour. We've got so much to get into. The Clinton Foundation has been caught red-handed, not reporting secret meetings with Uranium One with Vladimir Putin. I mean, everything they said about Trump and Stone and myself, it was them. Of course. It's like the old spy movie. You catch the spy, they go, no, he's the spy, he's the spy. We have them now. I mean, this is incredible. Mueller's in trouble. Even the left's turning against him, as we now learn he's confirmed the bag man with uranium, literally delivering it. So that's all there. But joining us now, Roger Stone, a former head of the Trump campaign back in 2000 and in 2015, 2016. You now got some intel from El Presidente. I don't know how far you want to go, but some interesting things on the radar screen. Then we'll come back in the next segment and get into Russiagate, now completely flipped back on the Democrats. So this is just quite a quite a turn of events. So, Roger, front and center, what's happening right now?
Well, Alex, yesterday I had the opportunity to make the case directly to the President of the United States by phone as to why I believe it is essential that he release the balance of the currently redacted and classified JFK assassination documents. As you know, back in the 90s, the JFK Document Release Act mandated that the documents would be released over time to the American people unless at some juncture the President of the United States has the express specific authority to postpone one of those releases, in which case it is put off for 25 years. Now, a very good White House source, not the president, told me that the Central Intelligence Agency, specifically CIA Director Mike Pompeo, has been lobbying the president furiously not to release these documents. Why? Because I believe they show that Oswald was trained, nurtured, and put in place by the Central Intelligence Agency. It sheds very bad light on the deep state, the same characters trying to take down our president right now. So I had a very good opportunity to speak with the president only yesterday. I made the case in a very organized and cogent way. He did not tip off his current decision. We're going to have to wait, I guess now 6 days before we learn, but he was all ears, and I can tell you, as a guiding philosophy, Alex, he believes in transparency. He believes in the people's right to know. I am optimistic that the president's going to do the right thing. He didn't tell me what his decision would be. I want to stress that. He took it all in. But just based on his general comments and his long history of supporting transparency, I think he's going to do the right thing.
Now, you've written several best-selling books on the Kennedy assassination, New York Times bestsellers, and what, 20 years after they were supposed to declassify it, then 40 years after, now we're way past that, with 1963 being so long ago. When's the next time these should be declassified if President Trump doesn't release them?
Well, under the JFK Assassination Act, we've already had two data dumps, once under Bill Clinton. That makes sense because, unlike the Bushes, he had no involvement or culpability on November 22nd, 1963. This last tranche of documents, 3,100 files, includes a psychological profile on Lee Harvey Oswald conducted by the CIA. It includes classified testimony before the Congress by both top officials at the CIA and the FBI. It includes all the government records about Oswald's mysterious trip to Mexico City, which there's been many historical questions about. And it includes the secret diaries of E. Howard Hunt, the famous CIA operative and later Watergate burglar. His son, St. John Hunt, who knows what's in these documents.
Hold on, now. This is too sensational. Roger Stone, just talked to the president. We'll be right back to break this down on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. If you're watching or listening, you are the resistance.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Didn't you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
It's been about 20 years. I've been on air 22 and a half. I've been saying we're the resistance to the globalists. And my old friend, big director, I want to call him a Texas director, not a Hollywood director, Rick Linklater, was in a big BuzzFeed article this week saying, I like Alex. He's a smart guy. He means well, but I thought he's anti-establishment. Why is he so pro-Trump? Well, I mean, Trump's a beachhead for Americana. Look at the economy. Look at the jobs. Look at the veterans getting taken care of. Look at how we're trying to get factories back here. We've had one-sided deals. So if you ask why, I want to take America back. I want to expose unelected globalism. Trump just killed the TPP. Trump is doing, I'd say, 90% of the things I would do. Rand Paul's behind him on his tax cuts. They're Kennedy tax cuts, where you double the revenue that comes in when you cut taxes because people spend more money. It's already happening just on the idea it may happen. So, wow. Normally Roger won't talk about phone calls with the president because it becomes a big media circus, and he'd rather just, be able to talk to the president about important issues like Sheriff Arpaio or things like that. But this is big, JFK, all these decades after what happened back in 1963 in Dealey Plaza in my own hometown of Dallas, Texas. There's old Kennedy die in the same hospital I was born in. People come out of the world, they come into the world. But here's Roger Stone, rarely gets into his discussions with POTUS, but he's doing it. And Roger, normally you don't like to get into, you say sources, you have a lot of sources that aren't the president. Why now are you talking about your conversation with the president? Because this is going to be all over the news.
Well, Alex, because in this case, the president didn't reveal to me what he's going to do. It was a fairly one-sided conversation. By the way, as to those media reports last week about the president being depressed or confused or disgusted or feeling negative about how things are going, I didn't detect any of that at all. He was upbeat. He was ebullient. He was friendly. He said to me, and I quote, "When do you see the way we're going to turbocharge this economy? You haven't seen anything yet." He's deeply committed to these tax cuts that will give America economic growth like nothing we've ever seen before. I feel okay about this because the issue is very good and it's very important, and I was able to make my case in a comprehensive way to the president as to why the JFK documents should be released. Now, I guarantee you that he's heard the other side of this argument from the Central Intelligence Agency, that they don't want their methods exposed, that they don't want their track record exposed. I think we know why they're opposed to the release of these documents mandated by law back in the 90s, and that's because they're likely to show that Lee Harvey Oswald was trained, nurtured, and put in place by the Central Intelligence Agency. A number of JFK research scholars have thought this for some time. There's a lot of anecdotal proof of it. I think that these documents will nail it. Everybody involved, with the exception of George H.W. Bush, is now dead, Alex. There's no reason why the American people shouldn't know the truth. And in my gut, I think the president's going to do the right thing.
Well, George H.W. Bush said he became director of the CIA in the early 1970s, never being in the CIA, but then later it came out in CIA documents. He was in Texas. He had Zapata Oil. He was involved in the Bay of Pigs. They were using the oil companies and offshore drilling rigs as their fronts. It's kind of an open secret around here in Texas. I'm not going to get into it, but let's just say I don't need to read about it in history books. And all of this was going on. We know that he's already, CIA documents have come out. So when more thousands of pages come out, there's a reason they're trying to keep this suppressed, because it will validate and vindicate everything we've ever talked about.
No, that's exactly right. The last time we had a data dump like this, we found a memo from J. Edgar Hoover to the head of the FBI office in Dallas, Texas, instructing him to brief George Bush of the CIA regarding the activities of anti-Castro Cubans in the Dallas area. Now, as you point out, George Bush denies that he was working for the CIA in 1963, meaning he perjured himself before the United States Senate in the 70s when he was appointed the Director of Central Intelligence. Only yesterday, George W. Bush really took my breath away. He attacked the president for conspiracy theories, his immigration policy, and his trade policies. Let me get this straight. George W. Bush, who lied our way into war, costing American lives and hundreds of millions over non-existent weapons of mass destruction and yellow cake uranium that he claimed was in the possession of Saddam Hussein. George W. Bush, who crashed our economy worse than any president in modern history. George W. Bush, who covered up the fact that his immigration policies allowed 9 Saudis to sneak into the country and attack this country on 9/11. He's got room to talk about Donald Trump.
That's right. Hey, and since you mentioned that, here he is. Here's the former president. Obama attacked on the same day, actually saying there's bigotry going on, just with no evidence. And then saying that he's sick of these conspiracy theories. He means people questioning known liars like him, the chief conspiracy theorist. Here it is.
Bigotry seems emboldened. Our politics seems more vulnerable to conspiracy theories and outright fabrication. There are some signs that the intensity of support for democracy itself has waned, especially among the young.
That's good. So, here he is saying people are emboldened. Yes, we're emboldened. We're awake. We're aware of what's going on. Roger Stone, presidents don't normally attack other presidents. The fact that Obama and Bush came out yesterday when they're both so loathed by the base, this is a good thing. Don't they get that we've fully broken with them, that we don't like the establishment, that America's getting back to truly being independent?
That's what I don't think your friend, the director Linkletter, understands. Donald Trump is the epitome of the anti-establishment. If you want to know what the establishment thinks, you've got Obama and Bush. When they have to roll Bush out to attack Trump, Bush, who was loathed by the American people, he destroyed our economy, and he literally killed thousands of Americans in an unjust war that he lied us into. Where does he have the room, the place to talk about anything involving this president? As far as I'm concerned, George W. Bush and his father, George H.W. Bush, should both be prosecuted for their lies and crimes against the United States. These people, the chutzpah is amazing, just breathtaking. They don't understand. They're discredited, they're despised, and no one believes a word they say, Alex.
Shifting gears now, if you go to NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or InfoWars.com, we have mainline reports, documents, congressional hearings now admitting that the Clintons both illegally met when she was Secretary of State and Bill Clinton was floating around with Putin, with Russians, with Uranium One, when it was under FBI investigation. That then got killed. They are literally caught with the smoking gun, bags in their hands, illegally doing all of this. Wow. I mean, this, the worm has turned here, Roger.
Well, here is some major breaking news, Alex. I have just learned from a very reliable FBI source that the FBI has opened an investigation between the relationship between Jeffrey Epstein, the convicted pedophile, and Harvey Weinstein. Epstein, close buddy of Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was on his private plane, the Lolita Express, 23 times, visited his private orgy island. We now learn that Epstein was supplying underage girls to Weinstein. That is the subject of a new investigation by the FBI. And, of course, this leads to Bill Clinton. What do they have in common? The answer would be Bill Clinton. What was Bill Clinton doing on Orgy Island? What was Bill Clinton doing on that plane? The American people demand to know.
Wow, this is so bombshell. I know there's more you talk about with the president and your sources, so do 5 more minutes with us. But just briefly, because you've got great FBI sources, you're exclusively breaking here that there is a Justice Department criminal investigation of Weinstein and Epstein. We know Weinstein had 17-year-old girls and others in. He tried to reportedly rape, and that's been basically confirmed. And that's where we knew this was going next. You're saying exclusively that your sources say a criminal investigation has opened up into that.
Yes, they're now investigating the connection between Epstein and Weinstein, and whether Epstein, the discredited, convicted pedophile, who was running a major New York hedge fund, running buddy of Bill Clinton, was supplying underage girls for Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein. What do they have in common? Who brought them together? William Jefferson Clinton.
Wow. So we knew the whole Hollywood pedophile scam was about to emerge, about to break the surface massively, but it's happening quicker than we thought. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Roger Stone. Then we have the producer of the top film exposing the Hollywood pedophile crime rings.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.